Stop letting mosquitoes control your outdoor plans. The breakthrough bug repeller from killthebugs.com creates an invisible 15-foot protection zone around you and your friends. Whether it's a family barbecue or a camping trip with friends, this bug repeller from killthebugs.com is a must, unless you love getting eaten alive by the buzzy flying creatures. Visit killthebugs.com and save 50% on your purchase of the number one mosquito and bug repeller in the United States today. Visit killthebugs.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a lifestyle content creator, YouTuber, and the host of this podcast that's dedicated to women in their 20s and 30s who love all things self-care, self-improvement, lifestyle, wellness, and everything in between. So today I want to talk about a pretty hot topic that I think is going on right now, which is the topic of friendships, specifically though, how to become your own best friend. And I felt really inspired to talk about this today because one, it's something that I'm actively working on myself. If you watched my last YouTube vlog, I shared how I am currently going through a friendship breakup, and I talk more about that and why and just navigating the emotions and grief that comes with dealing with a friendship breakup. So I'm not going to get into that in this episode, but since going through that, I have been focusing a lot more on becoming my own best friend once again. I feel like I go through ebbs and flows where I am like my number one fan, and then there are times when I'm my number one hater. And right now, I'm in a season where I'm just relearning to become my own best friend once again. And I know the topic of friendship is really heavy right now. When I shared my little chit chat about my friendship breakup, I had so many people message me saying that you guys were going through the exact same thing, and how it was just validating to hear someone else speak on a situation that they're going through. And I'm so glad. Well, I'm not glad that it resonated, because obviously that means you're going through a difficult time, and friendship breakups hurt a lot more than a romantic relationship breakup, if you ask me. But I'm not happy that you're going through that, but I'm happy to know that it did resonate with you, and that just me opening up and sharing that made you feel seen. In all honesty, when I was editing that vlog, I was so close to cutting that part out because it felt too vulnerable. It felt too real. And although I'm very open and honest on the podcast, for some reason, doing it on my YouTube channel just felt like really scary. I uploaded that video and then I went back and I actually deleted those clips, and I was going to re-upload the edited version, but something told me not to, and to just leave it in. And I'm so glad that I did, because obviously it resonated with some of you guys and made you feel seen and validated your feelings and your decisions to ending your own friendship for whatever those reasons are. And that's such a big purpose of mine. And I feel like it's because growing up, I never really had anyone to validate my own feelings or my own experiences. I navigated a lot of life things, whether it was friendship struggles or romantic relationships or self-confidence or boundaries. Like, I never really had anyone to kind of show me the way or validate my own emotions, my own experiences, and it felt very lonely. And it's really hard to not have someone there to listen or to just be there. That feeling that I felt, I want to help as many women as I can not feel that way in their own lives. So if an episode like this or just a quick chit chat on my vlog can help do that, to me, that's serving my purpose and doing exactly what I aim to do. So anyways, that is pretty much what inspired today's episode. If you do want to hear that chit chat, just go watch my last vlog. So this episode is for any girl who is going through a friendship breakup right now, or maybe you're someone who you've realized that you prioritize everybody else but yourself, and you're just trying to focus more on yourself, not in a selfish, egotistical way, but in a I deserve to put myself first sometimes type of way. Or maybe you just just haven't been treating yourself well recently and you just want to pour into yourself and treat yourself the way that you would treat your own best friend. So if that resonates in any way, this episode is for you. And if you do enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate if you could leave a 5-star review so that more people can discover our little podcast over here. Share this episode on your Instagram stories and tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. Oh, if you caught my last Instagram story, I did a little Q&A box where I asked you guys to leave me any questions that you might have on anything, whether it's advice that you're needing or if there's a specific topic that you want my input on, or if you have any personal questions for me. I left it on my stories a few days ago by the time this episode is up. If you missed it, you can also DM me a question or a topic as well, and I will include it. I'm actually going to record a sit down chit chat Q&A for my YouTube because I just felt like a lot of the questions that I got were very girl talk, like getting together over wine and talking with your girlfriends. And I kind of want to like recreate that vibe. And it's kind of hard to do that through a podcast, through a mic. I just want to try something a little different. I think it would be fun to play in the background while you're cooking dinner or cleaning or doing your skincare. I know I love to do that. So if you did leave a question, a comment, look for that in an upcoming video. But anyways, that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
So I first want to start off by saying that this whole topic about becoming your own best friend is not about not needing others, not wanting others around, or feeling like being alone is better. Not at all. I feel like as humans, it is only natural to want connection, community. And in my opinion, even as someone who thrives and recharges when she's alone, I truly feel that life feels more full. It feels more fun when you have great people in your life. So this isn't a conversation about how it's better being alone and how you don't need anyone to be happy. This is more so a conversation about how to enjoy your season of aloneness and being with yourself and falling in love with yourself and your life, so that when the right person comes along, whether it's a romantic partner, a friendship, they're not necessarily filling a void or completing you. They're simply adding more into your life. Even if you're not waiting for a romantic partner or a friend, I think it never hurts to learn how to become your own best friend and how to pour into yourself the way that you desire others to pour into you. I think the foundation to other relationships in our lives and our life in general starts with us and how we treat ourselves, how we value ourselves. We show people how to treat us. We show life what we feel we're worth. And if you want to improve your life, your happiness, your experiences, your friendships, your relationships, it all starts with yourself. And I think becoming your own best friend is truly the key to unlocking all of it. And I also think a mistake that many of us make is waiting for that soulmate or that friendship or, you know, starting your own family to feel good enough about yourself or to start enjoying your life. And as I said, we're humans and it's only natural to crave connection and community. I mean, I talk about it all the time, how I'm just wanting to grow my community and work on my connection. So it's not, there's no shame around that. But I also think it's important to not let the absence of certain relationships or friendships be the reason why we don't enjoy our lives, why we don't go travel to that place we've been wanting to go to, why we don't try that new restaurant, why we don't watch that movie, just because we don't have the people in our lives to go do those things with. Yes, it's amazing to enjoy life, to experience things with people, but it's also a beautiful experience to enjoy it with yourself as well. So this is really a conversation for those of us who are not living our lives to the fullest potential, not really doing the things that we want to do because we don't have the people to do it with. Also for the people who maybe prioritize everyone else but themselves and who are wanting to pour into themselves a little bit more. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I kind of ebb and flow from being my own biggest hater to my biggest supporter. And honestly, that just comes from self-doubt and my perfectionism. But despite that, I can honestly say that I am my own best friend. And sometimes with your best friends, you guys fight and you have arguments and disagreements and you don't talk for a week. And it's the same relationship with ourselves. There are times when I piss myself off or I'm annoyed with my own self. So it's the same concept. So despite sometimes getting on my own nerves, I can honestly say that I am my own best friend. And whether I go through a friendship breakup or I have an argument with someone that I love, I never truly feel alone. And again, it's not to say that I don't need anyone else in my life or that I'm better off alone or that I don't need to have friends to survive. It's more so in the sense of I truly love myself and I love my own company. I love my energy. And I know that I'm always going to pick myself up and be there for myself. So how do we get to this place of becoming our own best friend? Like, where do we actually start? How do we cultivate this relationship and this connection with ourselves? And I would say that the first place to start with is actually liking who you are. When you genuinely like somebody and you love their energy and their aura, you naturally want to be around them. You want to spend time with them because you feel good being around them. That is no different than how we feel about ourselves. The way that I get excited to hang out with a friend that I haven't seen in a while or have a FaceTime date with someone I haven't talked to in a minute is the same way I get excited to hang out with myself. I just love how when I do anything, I find a way to romanticize it. I love how when I'm sad, I know how to make myself feel better. I love that I know exactly how to pour into me and how good it feels when I do, and I can say that I genuinely like who I am as a person. And if I met myself as somebody else, I would want to be my own friend. Truthfully, I would want to be my own friend. And no, I'm not perfect. I have days when I get annoyed with myself, but I can say that I like who I am. And getting here has been a journey, definitely. This has not always been the case. But I think in order to become your own best friend, you have to genuinely like who you are as a person, and you have to want to be your own friend. So if right now you're in a place where maybe you don't like yourself all that much, or maybe there are parts of yourself that you're like, oh, if this was in a friend, I probably would not want to be their friend. Whether it's just a character trait that you have that you don't love, or maybe it's a bad habit. Maybe you're someone who always runs late to everything and you would not appreciate that in a friend. Just know that you don't have to be perfect to become your own best friend. Like, it starts with being honest with things that you would like to improve on, change better. And this doesn't have to come from like a shameful or a hateful place. I think we can be on a journey of improving ourselves without hating ourselves. And a big thing that's helped me with this is just giving myself so much grace on my journey of self-improvement and healing, and reminding myself that I might have these character traits because at one point they served me in some way. So a perfect example of this, something that I used to really not like about myself was that I was a very defensive person. If someone said something to me the wrong way, or they criticized me in some way, or maybe they were just sharing an opinion that I particularly didn't agree with or like, I would automatically be on the defense and I would take it personally. I really hated that about myself, and I desperately wanted to be someone who didn't let other people's opinions bother them, or who wasn't quick to like be defensive all the time. I had to recognize that the reason why I was that way is because at one point, being that way protected me. It served a purpose, and I just had to do a lot of unlearning, unpacking, and remind myself that, okay, maybe at one point, being on guard was for my greater good and it served a purpose, but now I'm in a completely different space, environment, and I don't have to be on defense all the time. You don't need to be perfect, but you don't need to hate yourself either if there are things that you're wanting to improve and work on. So that's just some food for thought. Another thing that I think is important in being able to become your own best friend is knowing your worth and not settling, because the way you treat and view yourself sets the standard for how others will treat you, your experiences, and what you allow in your life. And it's simple enough to say, I am worthy of being respected or being treated well. Many people say that. Many people think that they believe that, but it's a completely different story to actually stand on it. Are you willing to choose yourself even if you're afraid? Are you willing to walk away even when it's hard? Are you willing to end a friendship or relationship that is not the best for you, even though you love that person? I think the real test of somebody's worth and what they truly believe they're worth is when you are in the face of these challenges and you choose to do what you say you mean, even when it's hard. And as someone who has done this recently, when I made that decision, I felt so empowered. It felt like an act of self-love, and I was showing to myself, I know that I am worthy of what I need and what I desire. And me taking that action and ending that friendship was me proving to myself that I really mean what I say. So I think another important factor when it comes to becoming your own best friend is being able to hold space for yourself. As a recovering perfectionist / oldest daughter / everything that makes it difficult to be kind to yourself sometimes, learning how to hold space for myself has been so healing and helpful in becoming my own best friend. And holding space for myself can look like not beating myself up when I make an honest mistake, taking time to rest and recharge even though I didn't complete everything on my to-do list, letting myself feel and process emotions without shaming or guilting myself for feeling those things. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I never really had anyone to hold space for me, so learning to hold space for myself was something that was difficult. It did not come natural to me, but it was very, very healing for me. And now I feel, because I'm able to hold space for myself, I'm also able to, one, allow others to hold space for me, and also be able to hold space for others as well. When it comes to becoming your own best friend, as I said, it's all about how you would want your best friend to treat you. And I can imagine that most of us would want our best friends to be able to hold space for us. So why would we not do that for our own selves? And on the flip side of this, I think another key factor to becoming your own best friend is also being able to hold yourself accountable. Holding yourself accountable to me is being able to admit to myself when I am in the wrong. It's being able to recognize the difference between excuses I'm making for myself and valid reasons as to why I'm not doing something, or why I didn't work out that day, or why I'm not following the things that I know I should. As I mentioned, I think a few episodes ago, there's a very fine line between self-care and self-sabotage, and holding yourself accountable is being able to determine when it is an act of self-care and when it is an act of self-sabotage. It's also about being able to take responsibility for your life and the good and bad things that happen in it. And it's also being able to do it in a loving way. At least for me, that's what I resonate with most. I call it gentle, tough love, which I know doesn't really make sense, but I am more receptive to gentle nudges of loving reminders on why I shouldn't do certain things or why I need to be better at something. And so that is how I've learned to treat myself. But maybe for you, tough love is what you need. It is what you react well to. Maybe gentle love isn't enough for you. It really is about finding what works for you and how you need to best show up for yourself. And my last point to becoming your best friend, and I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's spending quality time with yourself, doing things that you love, doing things that make you happy. Like I mentioned, I feel like a big mistake a lot of us make is not truly living our lives until we have the right people in our lives, the right circumstances, in the right situations. We don't travel to the places that we want to travel to. We don't do the things that we want to do. We don't try the things that we really want to try because we don't have the people to do it with, and we limit ourselves and we put ourselves in boxes and we don't truly live. And I think really being your own best friend is being able to do all those things and enjoying it, even if it's with yourself. And I really think that is the key to being your own best friend, loving who you are, holding space for yourself, but also knowing how and when to hold yourself accountable, truly enjoying your own company, doing things that you love and that make you happy, and not waiting for anyone to live your life. Anyways, I hope this episode was helpful in helping you reconnect with yourself, learning how to become your own best friend. And if you did enjoy today's episode, again, don't forget to rate and review, screenshot this episode, post on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. That is all I have to say. So as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.